everybody. This is the Sync Supervision and Clearance podcast. It's a conversation we have with filmmakers and advertising executives, helping them think through their film or their project they're working on, specifically around the music for that film. So today we want to talk about something very specific that's come out of hundreds of conversations we've had with filmmakers about this, and that's the idea of managing music budgets for your film. This is managing the spend, how much it's going to cost, are there ways to save money, how long does it take, all those type of things. What are the legal permissions and permutations around that? So that's what we want to talk today, managing music budgets for filmmakers. And these are the seven ways that we recommend you begin to prepare for your project. So let's dive in. The first way, number one, is a wish list. Wish list is a song list. These are the songs that you would like to have in your film. Maybe you've temped them in already and you're kind of falling in love with some of them. Others are just there as kind of placeholders. So that's your wish list. And then next step is to break that out into two options. The first are the essentials, and the next are the optionals. So the essentials are the songs that you absolutely have to have for your project. Okay, and you want to kind of beat yourself up on this. Do you really need this song for your film? Maybe it's an end credit or a intro scroll, or just an important scene within your film. So ask yourself the hard question. You know, do I really need this? Am I willing to go to the mattresses, as they say in The Godfather? Next are just the optionals. These are the songs that are just kind of, they're there, they work, but you're not in love with them and you're not willing to die on the hill for these songs. Okay. The second thing to think about are music replacement options. What are the ways to save money for your film? And there's four different ways that we recommend you do that. First is just indie labels, independent artists who may be able to provide some music for you for your film. Second are re-records. Re-records are, say, the Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye version, is going to be expensive. Are there re-recorded versions of that can help save you money for your project? We do that quite a bit here at the Sync Center. Thirdly, music libraries. There's tons of music libraries out there that each kind of have their own fingerprint and their genre approach. Definitely a way to save money for your project. And even more affordable than that are just royalty-free music. There's places online where you can get music with no charge at all. And for wedding photographers and family videos, that's a great place to get your music. So those are music replacement options. Indie labels, re-records, music libraries, and royalty-free companies. The third way that we recommend you start to prepare is just to be thinking about your scoring. Is there a scoring composer who really identifies with your film, gets you, can deliver on time and have a conversation and can communicate well with you as a filmmaker? What are their costs? How do they work, etc.? So that's something you want to be thinking about. The fourth way is thinking about your music executive team, music supervisor, clearance agent fees. These are the experts that come on board of your project, like our team here at the Sync Center, that, you know, hundreds of times we've saved the filmmaker more money than we've cost them. So you want to have the right executive team on board of your project. Way number five, the fifth thing we recommend, is just thinking through the number of episodes. If you're doing a series, you want to be able to budget out per episode of your series. The sixth thing we recommend for you to prepare for is final delivery. So say it's Showtime or Netflix or HBO, the deal's done, the film's made, and now basically you're turning in your film with all the legal components buttoned up. And this is the business affairs part of it, where they go, they basically, Showtime wants to know that you're giving them a film that is not a legal liability to them. So you've got all the correct rights for the film, you've paid for all the music, and you're not giving them something that's going to give them headaches. So this is something we've done many times with streamers, Netflix, and Showtime. And lastly, the seventh thing that we recommend is having a financial pro forma for your music budget. Say you're working with investors, you want to be able to break out in line items, you know, the music rights, the scoring, the production, the music executive team, and just have a cost assigned to each of those line items. So so these are seven things that we recommend that you do as you begin to prepare for your film as it relates to music budgets. First is a wish list. Second is music replacements. Third is scoring. Fourth is the executive music team. Fifth is the number of episodes. Sixth is the final delivery. And seventh is the financial pro forma. So hope that helps you. Just wanted to jump on real quick and share some of these thoughts from the hundreds of conversations and projects we've worked on with filmmakers and national ad agencies. So I hope that adds some clarity to what you're working on. As always, if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to reach out to us. I believe there's a call scheduling link below that will schedule a time for you to talk to one of our music supervisors and just have that introductory call to kind of get some clarity on what you want. So hope that helps you. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
I'd leave it all.